and lets you get you up to speed with the number of seats in Parliament now. Let's take a quick look at the numbers and we'll crunch that for you right away. The PAP wins the two-thirds majority of 65. It has now 87 seats in Parliament, with the Workers' Party taking 10 seats in total. The PAP now has the supermajority, which means the party is able to make amendments to the Constitution. And let's take a quick look at the share of the total valid votes. The PAP, in comparison with a 2020, it had 61.24% at that point. And right now, after looking at all the results, the PAP has 65% point, or 65.57% of the vote count, to be more precise. That's almost a 4% jump from the previous election.